Greetings, everyone. My name is William Porter. Let's offer up a prayer. Lord God, give us the wisdom and the strength to do your will on the earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Our foundation scripture can be found in Romans 8:28, and it says, "And we know that all things work together for good, to those who love God, to those who are the call according to his purpose." Welcome to this first podcast of Storytelling Time. And by the way, you can access the podcast by going on the internet and putting in the web address, www.entrepreneurship.black. And remember, the podcast airs every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. I'm an author. I write inspirational books, and I write about people's unusual, extraordinary, and sometimes even miraculous experiences. I've written 3 books to date. Life in the Spirit is my first book. It's a non-fictional book about the experiences that people have. My second book is Heaven Can't Wait, or Can It? It's a fictional novel about relationships. And my third book is Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People. Like the first book, it's a non-fictional work. And in each of these podcasts, I'll be reciting portions of my last book, Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People. But today, I want my focus to be on you and how you can become possibly an author. And when someone talks to me about writing, and I tell people many times that I am an author, they let me know that it's very hard, and I don't know where they get their information from, but people just don't like to write, and they see writers as people who have done something that's almost impossible to do by at least the common person. But the fact of the matter is that it's not hard, but it does take work and it takes time. In my past career, I was a college professor. I worked for 30 years at a small liberal arts institution. And during that time, I had very little time to do anything other than my assigned duties, which included teaching and going to committee meetings and doing writing. Now, the writing that I did turned out to be beneficial to me as far as what I'm doing now, as far as being an author. But at that time, it was very difficult for me to do anything other than what I was assigned to do. And so I understand that if you don't have the time to write, that might be a good reason not to write, because it does require a great deal of time. But you can always insert the time that you need to do whatever it is that you want. You know, we tend to do what we want anyway. We tend to make time for it. And so if you're really interested in writing professionally, becoming an author, you can do it. It's not that difficult at all. And my purpose in these podcasts is to help you to do something, hopefully, that you're really interested in doing, and that is becoming an author. So I'm very excited about it. And there is a degree of work that you have to put in, as I indicated, and there are certain principles that you have to use in order to be successful, not only in becoming an author, but becoming anything of significance in business. And I've identified these components as the 3 P's of success, and they are purpose, product, and process. The first one, purpose, has to do with your natural talent, things that you are interested in doing. We're all born for a purpose. We're all born with certain talents. And what I'd like to mention to you at this point is the definition of kind of a complicated word. It's not used very often, but the word is proclivity. Now, the definition of proclivity is a tendency to choose or do something regularly, or a tendency to like a particular thing. And in order to be successful at anything, you have to, first of all, like doing it. And if you like doing it, chances are you will do it continually, consistently. And the fact that you are listening to this podcast, this particular podcast, shows me that you have an interest. You have an interest in writing. You have an interest in stories. Personally, I like a good story. It's just like a movie. I like a good movie. And especially since I've retired from teaching, I've had the time to put into writing. And I won't be deceptive with you. You will need the time. But again, if it's something that you like to do, and I assume that you like to write or would like to write, you just can't figure out how you can do it. As I said earlier, when I talk to most people about writing or possibly becoming an author, they think that it's very, very hard, when it's not. But you do have to go through a series of things that will lead to your success. And the first thing you already have, and that is an interest. As I said, you wouldn't be listening to this podcast if you were not interested in becoming an author. The fact of the matter is, we can look at different personalities to understand how an interest in something can really pay off. For example, the Williams sisters, and they're playing tennis at a very, very high level for a number of years, is a result of obviously their interest in playing the game. They had to learn the game. Fortunately, they had a father who taught them the game at an early age. And so sometimes, even if you have an interest in something, you have to be taught so that your skills can be refined in that particular area. And certainly this is what they have done over the years. And we all can see the product of that work that they put in. Again, you need the commitment. Well, in our case, as far as these podcasts are concerned, you do have a vehicle by which you can express your interest, you can express your talent. And by saying that, I'm moving into the second aspect of being successful, the second of the three P's, and that is product. And you need a product in order to utilize your talent. And what I mean by that is the fact that you need to have an avenue where you can utilize whatever you're interested in, whatever your talent might be. For example, you can purchase a new automobile, but if you don't have sufficient roads to drive and maneuver that automobile on, then it will not be of much use to you. And by the same token, you need a vehicle or an avenue by which you can utilize your talents. And guess what? That's what these podcasts present, an avenue by which you can maneuver your interests in writing so that you will become successful. Not only that, but you will have my experience. As I said earlier, I have a background in teaching, and one of the things I did a great deal of when I taught at the college level was to write a whole lot. I wrote peer review articles, I wrote grant proposals, and I was not successful, by the way, in some of the writing that I did. I had to rewrite. I would get comments back from agencies saying that I needed to do this, I needed to do that, but I was willing to do that. And again, commitment comes up. And if I were not committed at that particular time, then I would not have done that. But I was committed, and I was interested in becoming successful, and I was quite successful when I was doing that, when I was writing proposals and writing peer review articles and being a teacher. But that career is over now, but the same can be said by the things that can be a result of writing professionally, becoming an author. And you have to put in the work. And then, speaking of work, it leads us to the third aspect, the third P of being successful, and that is process. And you do have to have the time, of course, as I mentioned earlier, but with that time, you have to put in the work. You have to be committed to time and effort, as is said sometimes. So again, the three P's of success: purpose, product, and process. And if you utilize those three aspects, you can be very successful in becoming an author, and I'm willing to help you in doing that. Okay, so you might say, well, how do we get started? Well, you get started by reading. If you want to write, it goes without saying that you should be willing to read and read a lot. And I would suggest that you get a copy of my latest book, Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People, to begin reading, because that's what I'll be working from as we go through these podcasts. And I'll mention later that I'll be reciting stories from my latest book, Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People. But you can get your own copy very easily. You go to Amazon.com. You could also go to my website, WilliamPorterLife.com, contact me, and you can get a copy as well. So you have to read, and as you continue listening to these podcasts, you will be writing. At first, it might be a little cumbersome, and it might even be difficult, but as you continue along each week, as you are committed to being successful in fulfilling this goal, and it's an admirable goal to fulfill, because I think we need more people willing to write and write about different things if they have the time and if they're committed. So I'm really excited about working with you over the next several weeks. The real exciting part is the fact that I'll be writing right along with you, because I will be in the process of developing my sixth book. I've written, well, I've indicated that I've written three. There is a sequel of the second book, Heaven Can't Wait, that will be coming out later this summer. And I've already written the manuscript, to my fifth book, but that won't be out until 2020. And so the next manuscript that I will be writing will culminate in my sixth book, and that's what I'll be doing now with you, hopefully. And between now and next year in June 2020, I will have produced my sixth book, and you will hopefully will have produced your book. And I don't know whether it'll be your first or second book, or whether it might be your first book, but you will have an opportunity to work along with me. We'll learn together. I'll be in the same boat, so to speak, as you will be, because I have to figure out, well, what will I write about? What will be the chapters? What's a suitable title? All of that kind of information I have to sort through. And as a matter of fact, I have something relating to that I will give you once I finish the first part of this podcast. So be patient. I know it's a long time. 1 year is a very long time. But again, if you're committed to doing something that you really love to do, and I will make it as enjoyable as possible, the writing process, I think by June of 2020, the product will be something that you'll be extremely proud of. Okay, the second part of this podcast will be the recitation of a chapter, a part of a chapter in my latest book, as I said earlier, Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People. And so we'll get started with that at this particular juncture. The reading today will come from chapter one of my book, Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People, from the first chapter of the book. And the title of the chapter is The Collision. And we'll be reciting parts of the story from this first chapter over the next several weeks, probably 4 or 5 weeks. So we'll be in this first chapter for a while. And the title of today's portion of chapter one is Let's Write. And the story that I'll be reciting is called Miss Mary. And again, this is one of the characters in that first chapter of Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People. And hopefully you'll get something from it. And then after reading this I will come back and finish the podcast. Jason and Terry Lilly live in Johnson, Kansas. Jason worked as a carpenter with a local construction firm, and Terry was a homemaker. Terry stayed busy by doing housework and trying to keep up with their teenage daughter, Jessica. The Lillys lived a comfortable life. Jason worked hard and had to be at the job site by 7 in the morning. He got off at 3:30 in the afternoon. After returning home from working all day, Jason was always hungry. He yearned for a big bowl of hot vegetable soup and loved Terry's soup more than anything else she prepared for him. After the short walk from the job site, Jason arrived home and was greeted by Terry. "Hello, honey. I have something good for you for dinner." "Thank you, Terry. I could use something to eat right now. It has been a long day," he replied to her. More than anything, Jason loved vegetable soup with a tomato base with all types of vegetables. Of course, Terry did a good job in preparing it. She would spend an hour or two in the supermarket gathering all the ingredients for the meal. During his time of relaxation, Jason thought much of his childhood. Jason inherited the house he and Terry lived in from his parents, who both passed away while he was in college. He decided not to complete his education at that time and return home to maintain his parents' house as they had wished. That's when he met Terry. They had Jessica early on and raised her until her current teenage years. He remembered as though it was yesterday the lady that lived next to his parents' house, their current home. Her name was Miss Mary. Miss Mary was an older lady whose husband was said to have left her several years ago, and it was rumored that she ran him off. She was well into her 70s and lived alone with only little Jason to care for her essential needs. One of the things Jason did for Ms. Mary was gather wood and sometimes coal for the stove in her house, which was an old wood structure that lacked electricity and many of the conveniences of a modern home. She had already purchased a stack of coals that had been placed in what used to be a garage, but had not been used for that purpose for years now. As best she could, Ms. Mary prepared for the long winter ahead. Sometimes she would purchase burning logs from the local lumber yard and hardware store and arrange for them to be delivered and stored next to her garage. During Jason's childhood, as he remembered, Ms. Mary would sometimes see him playing outside when she came out the back door of her house. Whenever she spotted him, she sometimes would call him over to do various chores. A common assignment, especially in the winter, was to split logs that she had purchased for her wood stove. She also asked him to bring in charcoals to help burn the firewood if she needed them. The interesting thing about Miss Mary was that she had a very bad reputation in the neighborhood. On several occasions, she displayed her dislike for young people, and every chance she got, she tried to discredit them. You might say she was a female version of the fictional character Ebenezer Scrooge. It was rumored that late at night, someone would occasionally throw rocks at her house. Jason never witnessed that, but he often said to himself, "Thank goodness she stays inside most of the time, for her own protection." Jason remembered Ms. Mary having his mother call a taxi once a month so that she could go to the local supermarket to get the food that she needed. Jason would always go with her to help in getting the groceries she needed. This was one of the few times Jason remembered Ms. Mary ever leaving her house, except for her routine visits made to his parents' house to watch TV. Jason remembered Ms. Mary making her trip to the grocery store whenever she received her check. Jason never knew the source of the check she was getting. Ms. Mary was only friendly toward Jason and his family. She knew no one else personally in the neighborhood. Ms. Mary was unusual in the community because of her religion. She was Catholic, while most other people in the community were Baptists. People in the neighborhood were unaware of Ms. Mary's religion, but she talked to Jason as well as his parents about it a lot. Back in the early days, Jason's parents had one of the few TV sets of almost anyone in the neighborhood. Yes, it was during the days of early television. In those days, television was a new thing for home entertainment, and Ms. Mary took full advantage. She would come over to watch it in a timely manner, primarily on the weekends. On Fridays, after Jason and his parents had dinner, Ms. Mary would walk next door to Jason's house to watch TV for the evening. Jason would often see her coming with a limp, hip extended, and torso leaning forward, slowly tottering, almost like a hop, to the front door of his parents' house. The door was usually open. A glass storm door was installed by Jason's father to protect the inside from the weather elements and was closed but unlocked. Jason's parents knew that Ms. Mary would be at their house at the same time every Friday at about 7 o'clock. She simply opened the door and walked in. Once Ms. Mary was inside, she would take her usual seat, a padded wooden rocking chair that she loved. Despite physical limitations that hindered her walking, after arriving at Jason's house, she sat in her usual seat that Jason's parents had reserved just for her. By 7:30 in the evening, she was ready to watch her favorite shows. An episode of Rawhide, a popular TV western of the 1960s, was the first program. After that, Perry Mason, the lawyer who never lost a case, would come on. She hated the commercials, probably because they advertised modern conveniences that she could not afford or did not agree with because of her religion. She especially found intimacies between couples distasteful, thinking that they were acting immorally. At any rate, Ms. Mary would stay until 11, and just prior to airing of the news, would leave for the night. Jason remembered his father would always stand at the front door until she completed her short walk back to her house and was safely inside. Miss Mary could not wait until the next evening when she would be back at Jason's parents' house to see her favorite programs again. The next day, Saturday, Ms. Mary would usually arrive by 5:30 to watch professional wrestling. At that time, it was still more of a sport and less of a spectacle. She really loved to watch the quote-unquote good guys wrestle the villains. And, as expected, the good guys would always win, which would make Ms. Mary very happy. She often got caught up in the contest. "Come on," she shouted to the wrestler designated as the good guy as though she was at ringside. She encouraged him as much as she could through the TV set. If it were a tag team match with two wrestlers on each team, the same would apply. "Boys," she would say, "come on and win this damn match. I want you to knock them down on their butts." If the bad guys seemed to be winning, she would often encourage the good guys to knock those bastards out, as she once insisted. Her language at times did not reflect her professing image as a good Catholic. But like few other people in the community, Jason and his parents understood her and were willing to overlook some of her many flaws. Miss Mary continued to watch TV well into the evening hours, and by 10 o'clock Saturday night, she was excited to watch an episode of Gunsmoke, probably her most favorite program. At 11, she promptly gathered up her belongings and got ready to head back to her house next door as she had done the previous night. She certainly was satisfied with another evening of leisure at Jason's parents' house. Watching TV there was Miss Mary's main form of recreation from week to week. Meanwhile, Jason got a chance to enjoy some TV himself, alone, in his bedroom where there was a smaller set. He enjoyed the scary movies that came on after the news, like Creature Feature being his favorite. Soon, he was off to sleep to finish the day. Miss Mary looked forward to the spring and summer because she didn't have to spend money on firewood and coal. She continued to come over and watch TV at Jason's parents' house. Jason dreamed of the day when he would be relieved of his self-imposed responsibility of caring for Miss Mary's needs. Soon that would come to pass as he was off to college and away from having to fulfill Miss Mary's requests. So there you have it, the first story recited in this podcast series, and in many ways, possibly the beginning of you completing your book by this time next year. I know that's a long time, but as I said earlier, you have to be patient. And by the way, as an assignment for the next time we meet, I want you to have the title of your book and an outline of the chapters. Of course, the number of chapters you have is up to you. Now, come next week, we'll have a special podcast for you. I won't tell you at this point, but I guarantee you it will be good. Yes, in this series of podcasts, you'll get all you need to be successful. That is, to be successful in writing your book. You only have to keep your commitment to get it done. And I believe you will do that. And by the way, each week I'll show you the progress I've made in writing my own book, and I'll give you some pointers on how you can write along with me. And again, by the way, what you write may be and probably will be totally different from the content I'll be writing about. I'll be writing a fictional novel, but your book may be fiction or nonfiction for that matter, like a biography about yourself or your family. But remember this, the same principles apply regardless of what you're writing about. In any event, it should be fun, with a lot of work, I might add. So don't let this opportunity pass you by. Let's write. In closing today's podcast, just remember this, despite your situation, whether good or bad, there's always more good things coming your way. Have a great day and a great week. And we'll see you right back here the next time.